Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
It's Friday. That means Doolin's here. The professor's here. You know, and I'm just sitting here reading through this. I found a copy of this American Community Survey after Mike called in and said, you know, you should look at this thing because it's unnerving. Professor, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
Do you know anything about the American Community Survey? Have you ever heard of this thing? It's new to me.
I have heard of it, and I can't cite you chapter and verse, but certainly rings a bell.
Well, here's what a caller just came a bit ago. Said he got this survey. It's 20-some-odd pages of questions about his household, what the house is worth, your income, how many people live there, how many toilets you have. Everything, you know, everything about everything you could possibly imagine, you know, your bank accounts, your, how much money is in every account and you must answer every question. If you don't, the fine is $5,000 and it's dead serious. And I'm looking at all these questions. How many persons, in this house work? How many people went to work last week? How much time do they work? Did you get rent from your home? What is this person's total income during the past 12 months? Did you get money from the government? Did you get money here, there, everywhere? It just goes on and on and on. I don't know how many pages. I don't know if it's how many pages it is total, but it's a completely intrusive document. And I guess I'm going to ask you from a constitutional point of view, how can the United States government demand information? A lot of this is already available through the Internal Revenue Service, local tax records, and everything else, because we are subjected to demands for information from the government. We're bombarded by it on a daily basis. How can this be legal?
Well, it all began many years ago.
Wait. Maybe you should start with once upon a time.
Right. Once upon a time in a land far, far away, the past is a different country. I think D.K. Chesterton said that. Their ways are different from ours, or words to that effect. And it all started with just incremental issues. The first income tax form was less than half a page. It was incredibly simple, but that was the camel's nose under the tent flap. That was the beginning of it all. The first income tax return form expanded year by year, more and more information. The whole process became an exercise in social engineering. It wasn't just to raise revenue. It was to accomplish someone's notion of social justice. And in order to level the playing field, they need to know exactly how high the mound is that you're standing on. And that was the beginning of it back in the early 20th century. And then once Americans got used to that, then generation by generation, year by year, the entire thing just expands like Steve McQueen's blob.
It's breathtaking that the American government, where we are told that we have a constitutional right to privacy or something like that, and isn't that what they hung their hat on Roe v. Wade, was the constitutional right to privacy or something that doesn't actually exist in the Constitution?
It does. The right to privacy certainly does. I mean, we can argue about what it means, but the right to privacy is the water within which the fish who were the founding fathers swam. It was so fundamental they couldn't even name it. The concept is inherent in the philosophies.
Well, that's the problem. They didn't name it.
Well, they didn't, but it's certainly inherent in a system of ordered liberty. The whole idea of privacy is individual rights. If you don't have privacy, you don't have individual rights, and vice versa.
So then, how can we?
The right to privacy somewhere in the system.
Well, then, how then do we go from that to a government that demands information? Because this reminds me of the social experiments going on within the Obama administration, where they were trying to dictate or to lay the groundwork to dictate the racial makeup of communities. And if the communities weren't diverse enough, you've heard these, the plans that were to, you know, integrate communities the way that the central planners, we should say, would see fit. And I see this form here, and I'm saying, If you don't fill this out, they will, what are they, charge you $5,000 and what next? They throw you in jail because you refuse to tell them how many toilets you have or how much money you make. I was trying to figure out if it's somewhere on here. It asked me how many guns I owned. I haven't seen that question, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, even the census supposedly has some sort of a penalty if you refuse to answer, but we know that a significant portion of the population just refuses to answer the census question. I can't say that I'm surprised that most people would probably go ahead and answer the questions. You know, there's actually a school of educated thought that argues that privacy is mostly dead and should be mostly dead, that we've just returned to our village roots where everyone knew everyone's
that's
business
nonsense.
Anyway, just on a larger scale.
Yeah, that's garbage. That's nonsense. I mean, obviously, Professor Steve Doolin here with us, of course. You can have a pretty good sense why people don't trust the government, can't you?
Oh, certainly. You know, there have been many groups over history who found out the hard way that you can't trust the government, quote unquote. About 100 million people in the 20th century were killed by their own government.
Well, wait a second here. Let me back up, because this form that we're talking about comes from the Census Bureau, right? And it's all confidential. No, nobody will ever know this information. Well, that's interesting, because in 1942, using Census Bureau information, the United States government rounded up members of the Japanese community, and they knew exactly how many people to look for in each house and how many Japanese people and descent they had to look for on each block, and they used census information. And that was in 1942. I'm pretty sure they're information gathering techniques have improved a bit since then.
Well, that's certainly true. You know, it's really a cultural issue, in my opinion. We have gotten so used to telling each other what to do in our democratic republic. We've started to lose the idea of the republic, and we're too focused on the democracy. Too many kids go to government indoctrination camps masquerading as schools. And they are taught from day one that the government should know what you're doing, and the government should know what your parents are doing, and the government should make decisions about your nutrition, about your thoughts. This collectivist idea that we should all be able to tell each other what to do has really taken root, especially in the last 30 years or so.
Well, that's... You know, that's certainly all of these things are frightening, and I'm glad that we got the call today that it brought this to my attention, because I think that it's high time we fight for more security and more privacy as to who we are in some circles here, like this one, and to demand from an American citizen, you know, you fill out the "We have ways to make you talk, Mr. Gruber. You will fill out these forms, or you shall pay the penalty." I mean, that's a little frightening, don't you think, Professor?
Well, yeah, and I understand why you use the German accent, but it actually sounds a lot like 1984 or Terry Gilliam's Brazil film, both of which are British. In fact, I commend that film to your audience. Everybody should have to watch Terry Gilliam's Brazil before they get a high school diploma in my perfect world.
Well, in my perfect world, they'd have a lot more required reading, too, but who knows? All right, Professor, I'm going to leave it there for today and be frightened for my country a little bit more than I was before we started. Thank you very much, as always.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Professor Steve Doolin. Quick break in your phone calls if you'd like to share at 888-900-9966. It's Free for All Friday.